In full, Volodymyr Zelensky addresses Munich Security Conference. From Sky News, running about 47 minutes, the Ukrainian president delivers an impassioned, at times defiant address to the assembled world leaders in Munich, laying out the brutal reality of 4 years of full-scale war, making the case for stronger security guarantees, and sending pointed messages to both his European allies and the Americans about what real peace requires. Section 1, Gratitude and the Pearl Program. Zelensky opens with a striking display of gratitude, something notable given he was previously criticized for not being thankful enough during a White House visit in 2025. Section 2, The Scale of Russian Attacks. This is where Zelensky uses dramatic visualization to show the assembled leaders exactly what Ukraine faces. He describes a single night's attack where Russia launched 24 ballistic missiles, one air-launched guided missile, and a staggering 219 attack drones at Ukrainian cities including Kyiv, Dnipro, and Odessa. He emphasizes that this is just one night, but Russian attacks happen almost every night, with massive combined strikes at least once a week. Section 3, The Evolution of Weapons and the Drone War. Zelensky provides a fascinating technical briefing on how Russian weapons have evolved during the war. When Iran first supplied Shahed drones to Russia, they were simple weapons that could be shut down easily. Now the Shahed has a jet engine, can fly at different altitudes, can be guided by an operator in real time, and can even use Starlink to reach its target. Perhaps most alarmingly, it can now carry other drones, acting as a mother drone for smaller FPV attack drones. Section 4, Owning the Clock and the Price of Delay. This is one of the most politically charged sections of the speech. Zelensky directly references Bob Woodward's book War, quoting former U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's claim that America owned the clock, controlling the pace of the conflict and the risk of escalation. Zelensky's tone is one of restrained frustration as he describes how Ukraine had to push and push and push to be allowed stronger weapons. Months for HIMARS, months for tanks, years for aircraft. Section 5, The Cost on the Ground and a Message to Putin. Zelensky presents stark battlefield statistics. In December alone, Ukrainian forces eliminated 35,000 Russian soldiers, killed and badly wounded. In January, the figure was around 30,000. He reveals a striking metric. Russia currently pays 156 soldiers for every single kilometer of Ukrainian territory it advances on the Donetsk front. Section 6, Putin's Psychology and Security Guarantees. Zelensky offers a striking psychological portrait of Putin, saying he no longer lives like ordinary people. He does not walk the streets, you will not see him in a cafe, his grandchildren do not go to normal kindergartens. He cannot imagine life without power or after power. In a memorable line, Zelensky says Putin consults more with Tsar Peter and Empress Catherine about territorial gains than with any living person about real life. Section 7, Negotiations, Concessions, and the Munich 1938 Warning. The speech turns to the current state of negotiations. Zelensky says he truly hopes the trilateral meetings the following week will be serious and substantive, but he is candid about the problems. The Russians speak about some spirit of anchorage, and we can only guess what they really mean. The Americans often return to the topic of concessions, and too often those concessions are discussed in the context only of Ukraine, not Russia. Section 8, Before the Invasion and the Dig Trenches Story. Zelensky shares a revealing anecdote from before the full-scale invasion. He says he sent his commander-in-chief at the time, General Zalozhny, to speak with the American side and explain what Ukraine needed to defend itself. Tell them we need javelins, stingers, and real weapons, Zelensky says he told him, something real to stop the Russian army. But the most practical advice General Milley could give Ukraine at that time was simply dig trenches. Zelensky pauses for effect. Section 9, Mark Rutte's Response and the Human Cost. Following Zelensky's address, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte takes the floor and shares powerful personal observations from a recent visit to Kyiv. He describes seeing the impact of 5 Russian missiles that destroyed a huge central heating plant responsible for heating the homes of 250,000 people. With temperatures hitting minus 25 degrees Celsius at night, those people were left without heat for at least 2 months. Section 10, The Bigger Picture and European Defense. Throughout the speech, Zelensky weaves in a broader argument about European defense. He highlights joint weapons production initiatives already underway, mentioning the Danish model of investing in weapons production inside Ukraine, joint drone production with Germany that started just the day before, the joint artillery initiative with the Czech Republic, and cooperation with Nordic countries, the UK, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Poland, the US, Canada, Turkey, and Japan. Key takeaways. Zelensky delivered one of his most comprehensive and politically nuanced speeches at Munich, combining battlefield statistics, technical detail, historical parallels, and direct messages to multiple audiences simultaneously. The core demand is clear. Security guarantees must come before any peace deal. The Pearl program is the lifeline for Ukrainian air defense, costing $15 billion this year, funded by European allies.